This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Pen Franz. Daylesford rocked over the long weekend as thousands of GLBTs, friends and locals chilled out. There was something for everyone, from a slow lunch to a bush dance, golf tournament to movies under the stars, street parade to roller derby, dog show to concerts galore. Goulburn Valley Pride President Damien Stevens says the weekend is always popular because of its laid-back approach.
It comes with a rich feel of really being in the country and a bit more laid-back, perhaps.
Equal Love's public demonstrations continue this month as it promotes a national year of action for same-sex rights. Thousands plan to get vocal in Melbourne and Sydney over the next 2 weekends, following successful rallies in Perth and Ballarat. Ben Cooper, co-convener of Community Action Against Homophobia, says the rallies are vital in a federal election year.
Same-sex marriage is becoming much more of an issue than it was, say, at the last election. I mean, we've had a lot more success with de facto legislation. The issue of equal rights is certainly coming out more into the general public.
An interstate gay couple has succeeded in registering their relationship in Victoria. Nicholas Taylor and Lee Wallace took their case to VCAT after being refused registration by the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages. VCAT ruled that despite not currently living in Victoria, Taylor and Wallace have shown clear intent to do so. The case brings home the injustices faced by same-sex couples, a similar situation being no barrier to marriage for a straight couple.
Brisbane has celebrated the 10th anniversary of the city's Big Gay Day street party. Partygoers descended on Fortitude Valley to see a lineup of diverse acts headlined by international superstar Kelly Rowland. Organiser of the event, Marie Brown, says it's grown significantly in its short history.
It's definitely grown a lot over the years. The whole point of the day, apart from the fundraising, is that it's also a street party, which is quite unique to Australia in general.
A group of senators is calling on the US Food and Drug Administration Commissioner to overturn a 1983 ban on gay men donating blood. Led by Democrat Senator John Kerry, the group says the ban is outdated and medically and scientifically unsound. The ban was enacted at the height of the AIDS epidemic, but today all donated blood undergoes 2 different tests for HIV. The American Red Cross and other health organisations are also in favour of ending the ban.
Same-sex marriage is now legal in Washington, with the US Capitol the 6th place in the country to legalise gay marriage. More than 120 gay couples took out marriage licences on the first day of the new law. Reggie Stanley and his partner were one of the couples lining up to get their license.
Just thrilled. I'm exhilarated. I'm just so proud of our city and so proud of what progress this means.
A school in KwaZulu-Natal province in South Africa is accused of expelling students thought to be involved in lesbian relationships. Education authorities are investigating to see if the girls' school shut down its boarding dorm and expelled 27 students after 2 were caught kissing. South Africa is the only African nation to allow same-sex marriage and outlaw discrimination against gays. If the accusations are proved, the school could face charges for breaching the girls' constitutional rights.
France has become the first country in the world to remove transsexualism from its official list of mental disorders. Health Minister Roselyne Bachelot says it's an important move, but there are many more legal and medical challenges faced by the trans community. France now plans to push other EU nations to follow in its footsteps on transsexual issues.
And briefly in other news, an anti-gay US senator has been arrested for drunk driving after being caught leaving a gay club. Desperate Housewives Catherine turns lesbian for a couple of upcoming episodes after falling for her new housemate. And Latin America's first gay marriage law has come into effect, with hundreds of Mexico City couples seeking marriage licences.
To QNN Sport, and a global campaign to fight homophobia in sport has been launched by a French-Canadian anti-prejudice organisation. The Speaking About Silence campaign will culminate on International Day Against Homophobia on May 17. The campaign calls on people involved in all levels of sport to talk openly about gay issues.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News. Oh,
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.